fresh for breakfast. This is a Jess and Tommy podcast.
Tracy Grimshaw and the team at A Current Affair. God love them. Because sometimes I feel like they scrape the bottom of the barrel for their news stories.
No, I won't have this. What do you mean, Jess?
Well, last night they did a feature story about Married at First Sight, specifically one of our grooms who recently, I'm going to use the word divorced, John. The 53-year-old from Melbourne who was paired with Debbie, the gypsy princess who wanted the Polynesian. Now, they left last week, so we thought, all right, that's the end of them. We won't see him again. Oh, no. Because apparently A Current Affair has been flooded, absolutely inundated with requests from single ladies wanting to meet John.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Is that so because single 50-year-old ladies are the and Boss Billy are the only people that watch A Current Affair?
Hey, I watched it last night too, so I mean, okay. Maybe the net is widening. But yeah, they got like 12 of these ladies in a room and interviewed a few of them. Tell me if you're picking up a common theme here.
Okay. I watch Married at First Sight ever since it's come out, but this year it really wowed me when I saw John. Then my daughters got on the phone and I said, you don't have to tell me because I've already eyed him off.
Hi, my name's Connie. I'm pushing 60. I'm a little bit older than John. I think John and I would be a great match. I think we have a lot in common. We both have children that we absolutely adore.
From the day the ads on telly started, I seen John and I thought, wow, he's a bit of all right.
I like to have a drink. I'm a smoker. I've got the Tic Tacs on me tonight. That's a little bit about me, so come and approach me.
Marry me, John!
Like nothing against these ladies.
Are you serious?
I'm sure they're lovely. But honest to God, they had like seven teeth between the lot of them.
Ah, oh, must have been Collingwood supporters.
They were all so shiny. And I just thought A Current Affair has obviously put them under the hot lights, you know, yeah. Obviously for production value. But they all look like they were sweating. I mean, I just was like, this is all a bit of a joke, isn't it?
But I don't get it. What's the point of it? Because he went in there, right, and met all these ladies.
Yep.
And then what happened?
Nothing, Tommy. Exactly nothing. I thought, all right, I'm watching, you know, the segments on A Current Affair go for about 8-9 minutes. We got to about the 7-minute mark and he's gone, well, ladies, it was so nice to meet you. Thank you so much. And left. His daughters were there. You know, everyone was drinking, you know, a couple of wines, a couple of beers, but nothing actually eventuated. So I don't know if maybe he had an agreement with the producers. You know, he mingles and then goes, number four, get her alone. I want to ask for her number. But no, nothing actually happened. It was just a big expose about the 53-year-old John and how many ladies out there love him.
That's so odd. What about Deb, his ex-wife? Where's her?
Oh.
She wanted the Polynesian men.
Where's her singles mixer? Exactly. She even said last week, you know, all they would have had to do was put an ad out. Well, A Current Affair. Next week, I'd like to see a Polynesian mixer with Deb at the centre of it, please.
Yeah, exactly. Do your due diligence, Tracy Grimshaw, and the rest of the team.
Yes.